Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin on the base, writes as follows: Atokeh Alatoch Habor, Alatoch Hadus, Alatoch Hapitis. Someone blows into some kind of a structure, either a pit or into a kli or something like that. In Kol Shofar Shama Yotza. If he hears the sound of the shofar, it's yotze. In Kol Avor Shama Lo Yotza. If he hears the sound of the echo, it's not yotze. The midst of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. What do you see from this Mishnah? The clear implication of this Mishnah is that a person has to hear a kol shofar in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of shofar. If he is the kol havara, if he is the kol of the echo, he's not going to be yotze. If you were to assume that the mitzvah of shofar involves simply tkiya shofar, blowing from the shofar, what does it matter what the person hears? Right? He could be standing in the bar, he could be putting his head into the pitas, right? He could be hearing the kol havara. It doesn't matter, but he's blowing the shofar, so who cares? Apparently, from this Mishnah, you see that the mitzvah of shofar involves shmia. You have to hear a kol shofar. That's the clear diuk that many of the achronim are making this Mishnah. On the other hand, though, there seem to be other makaros that would indicate that tkiya is part of the mitzvah, that the mitzvah is fulfilled through the tkiya shofar, and not through the shmia necessarily. How so? Turn to page 2 for a moment. The Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes quotes the famous halacha. Anyone who's not mechuyav in a particular mitzvah cannot be motzi the tzibur in that mitzvah. So a cher shot of a katan who are not mechuyav v'davar in the mitzvah of shofar cannot be motzi the tzibur. They can't be balei tokeya to be motzi the tzibur in the mitzvah of shofar. Now, if you understand that the mitzvah of shofar is limited to a shmias kol shofar, at first glance, this Mishnah seems very difficult. Why can't the cheresh of the kotel be motzi the rabbi yidei chavasan? Let them blow the shofar. The person's hearing a call, so who cares who's blowing? The halacha that a mechuyav bedavar can be motzi other people and someone who's not mechuyav bedavar can't be, that lechora applies if the mechuyav bedavar is doing the act that the other individual has to do. Let's say the mechuyav bedavar is reading Megillah, so since everyone has to read the Megillah, presumably, if the person is mechuyav bedavar who's reading Megillah, so everyone else is yotze based on which principle? Shomea ka'onim. Similarly, when it comes to shofar, if you were to assume that the mitzvah of shofar involves the tkiya, so if the cheresh of the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar, so that act of tkiya that the cheresh of the katan is doing cannot be connected to the other people. It cannot be transferred to the other people. But if you understand that the mitzvah of shofar is limited to the shmiya, that all a person has to do is hear a kol shofar, why does it matter that the cheresh of the katan are not mechuyav bedavar? I don't have to transfer through some shomer ka'ona type principle. I don't have to transfer the tkiya from the baal tokeya to the shomer, because the shomer don't have to blow at all. All they have to do is hear the kol shofar. So as long as they hear the kol shofar, they should be yotze. Yes, Moshe. Okay. This is Mishnah number 1 that seems to indicate that tkiya is an inextricable part of the mitzvah. It's a primary part of the mitzvah. Secondly, the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis in Source 3 says, Hamisasek lo yotze. Someone who's a misasek, we'll define the term in a moment, is not yotze mitzvah shofar. Vashomea min hamisasek lo yotze. A person who hears shofar from the misasek is blowing, and someone hears from him, he's also not going to be yotze the mitzvah. What's a misasek? So the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam in page 4, the Rambam talking about misasek v'tkiya shofar, the Magid Mishnah points out that the definition of the word misasek depends on what your shita is regarding the famous sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana. If you hold the mitzvah tzrichas kavana, which means that a person who is coming to be yotze a mitzvah will only be yotze if he has kavana, lotze, he has to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah in order to be yotze. So then what does misasek mean? When the Mishnah says misasek is not going to be yotze the mitzvah, what's it talking about? Says the Magid Mishnah, misasek means anyone who's not mechaven l'shem mitzvah. If mitzvos tzrichos kavana, so anyone who doesn't have kavana l'shem mitzvah is a misasek. He's not going to be yotze because mitzvos tzrichos kavana. What happens if you hold mitzvos and tzrichos kavana? So then you can't say that a misasek is someone who doesn't have kavana because you don't need kavana to be yotze. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that a misasek is not going to be yotze. So what does misasik mean? Like Mishnah said, misasik must mean, according to that man, the Amar, the Mitzvah Saint Tzivos Kavana, a person who blows shofar doesn't even realize that he's blowing. Meaning he's sort of playing around with the shofar. He's playing around with the shofar, looking at the shofar, and suddenly he gives out a big sigh, and a coal comes out of the shofar. Very strange kind of case, right? It's a person who really doesn't even have kavanas tkiya ra'uya. He's not even thinking of blowing. According to the first chat, misasik means someone who has kavana to blow, he just does not have kavana to be osik. What's an example of that? Person's practicing, right? Baal Tokeh wakes up early Rosh Hashanah morning. He probably shouldn't do this because he'll get fired. But I can imagine he wakes up in the morning. He wants to practice a little bit, get his mouth into the mood. So that individual doesn't have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. He wants to be yotzei later. So the question is, could he be yotzei the mitzvah? If you hold mitzvah and tzivos kavanah ba'aved, he could be yotzei the mitzvah, which is probably why Baal Tokeh won't do that. He could be yotzei the mitzvah. If you hold mitzvah and tzivos kavanah, he wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. Exactly what the Rambam says. Someone who is trying to train, to practice, that's the misasik that's not going to be yotzei. The Rambam clearly is assuming, it would appear, that mitzvos tzrichos kavanah. And that's why the Rambam says that someone who blows shofar without kavanah lo yotzei is not going to be yotzei. That's what the Mishnah means when it says misasik lo yotzei. Misasik means that he's blowing without a kavanah lo yotzei. So the Magid Mishnah, according to the Manda Amrim, who say that mitzvah saying tzivos kavanah, you have to interpret misasik differently. Because someone who doesn't have kavanah can be also the mitzvah. Misasik must be someone who has even less than lack of kavanah. It means a person who doesn't even have an understanding that he's going to blow something out of the shofar. He's playing around with the shofar and poof, it turns out that he blows something out of the shofar. So that's not going to be good enough. He's not going to be yotzei with that tkiya. And someone who's shomea from this misasik will not be yotzei with mitzvah either. Yes, John?
But when you said that Baal Tokeh could be yotzei,
did you mean to say a blessing before? No. To be yotzei, a person doesn't have to say a bracha. Birchas HaMitzvos was a later takana that Chazal instituted. To be yotzei the mitzvah, a person has to do the act that he has to do. He will not be able to make a bracha later. If he's already yotzei, then he can't make the bracha l'mafreya. But the lack of reciting a bracha does not mean that the person is not yotzei. Let's say a person enters into his sukkah and eats a meal. He doesn't make a leishiva sukkah. You're trying to tell me he wasn't yotzei a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah? I thought he was yotzei. He just wasn't mekayim with takanah derabanan to make a bracha. Brachos einan ma'akfos es ha-mitzvah.
Why did they make
that? Chazal masakin the bracha for different reasons. One shot that the Rishon give is to give a person extra kavana that he should realize that he's doing the mitzvah. That's a way to ensure a person is going to have kavanah lotzeis. The Rav used to say that the purpose of brachos is as a matir to do the mitzvah. We have to realize it's not like, you know, it's easy for us to do mitzvahs. A person who comes to do a mitzvah, he realizes it's a zchus to do a mitzvah. So Chazal instituted brachos to show you that there's a mitzvah for sure, so to speak, in doing mitzvah. We have to ask permission to do a mitzvah. It's not a right we have. It's a responsibility. It's a chus we have. Interesting idea that Rav suggested. And he's medayik from a Rambam like that. Not for now. Okay? So these are the sugyas. On the one hand, from the Mishnah about Shama Kol Avara Lo Yotza, you get the impression that the mitzvah of shofar involves shmiya exclusively. And yet, from the fact that the Cher Shot of Akalata can't be motzi as a rabbi yidei chavasan, and the fact that you can't be yotzi from the Misasik, and the Misasik can't be yotzi either, indicates that the tkiya would seem to indicate that the tkiya is the mitzvah of shofar. So what's the answer? Is it the tkiya? Is it the shmir? What's the answer? What's the simple answer? Shagas Aryeh's answer is the simple answer. Yes? What does the Shagas Aryeh say, anyone? The Shagas Aryeh says, both! Why do you have to pick tkiya or shmir? Both! So there's no stira, no contradiction between the Mishnayos. Different Mishnayos are simply reflecting the different aspects of the mitzvah. This is what the Shagas Aryeh in Siman Vav suggests in the middle of a long piece. That maybe the mitzvah of shofar really is composed of two elements, both the tkiya and the shmiya. That's why the cheresh on the kotel can't be motzi the tzibur. That's why the misaseh can't be yotzei. because the tkiyah is an integral part of the mitzvah, and yet, on the other hand, someone who only hears the echo will not be yotze either, even though he was tokeya, because the tkiyah is not the end of the mitzvah. You need the shmir too. They're both important elements to the mitzvah, and that's why a person has to have both the tkiyah and the shmir. This is what the Yeshayahu Sa'ari suggests, to try to reconcile these two mishnayos. Yes, sir? That's a good point. That's a very good point. We would have to choose one. We'd have to set a mitzvah shofar, a general bracha. I'm not sure that the Shagasai has to say that. It could be the Shagasai might still say, how should I put it? You know, based on our later discussion, we'll see that actually, according to the Shagasai, it would seem to me that it probably would be better to say al tkiyah shofar as opposed to lishmar, the kol shofar. Because the tkiyah is both the maisa mitzvah and the kiyam mitzvah. The shmiah, there's a kiyam mitzvah in the shmiah, but there is no maisa involved in the shmiah. So I would imagine, according to the Shagasai, it would be better to make a bracha on the tkiyah, that the nusach bracha, the brichas mitzvah, should focus on the tkiyah and not the shmiah, which is a little strange, because we certainly don't pass in that way. So for the Shagasai to pick up on that, I don't remember if the Shagasai touches on that point. He doesn't talk about the Nusach HaBracha per se, but clearly that would be a very important question. I would say, according to the Shagasai, if really both elements are part of the Kiyama Mitzvah, then the Tkiyah is really more Iker, because the Tkiyah is both a Chelik of the Kiyama Mitzvah plus it's the Maisa Mitzvah, so maybe I should make the Bracha on the Tkiyah, not on the Shmir. We'll see later. We'll see in light of the discussion further. We'll try to understand the Shagasai a little better. Yeah.
Also, no shofar should be blown in the first place. Nothing's going to be heard, so that should be another reason to make the
bracha. Okay. Even though this is the position of the Shagasai, that the mitzvah of shofar involves both elements, both the tkiyah and the shmiyah, from the Rishonim you don't get that impression. The Rosh, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes Machlokas HaRishonim as to what the nusach HaBracha of the Birchas HaMitzvah of shofar is. The Rosh quotes from the Rav Yah Hevi Yerushalmi Tokei Shofar Tzarech Levarech Hashem Kishanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu Lishma B'Kol Shofar. Rav Yah quotes a lashon of the Yerushalmi that the bracha is Lishma B'Kol Shofar. V'Chein Kosav Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedola, says also that you say Lishma B'Kol Shofar, but the Bahag explains why is the Nusach HaBracha Lishma B'Kol Shofar. V'Chein Kosav Bahag Hodem Bevarchem Lishma B'Kol Shofar V'Lo Bevarchem L'Tkoa B'Shofar O Al Tkia Shofar K'mo Al Mikra Megillah. Mishum the Mishmias Kol Shofar Hu Yotze V'Lo B'Tkia Shofar. Says the Bahag, why do we make a bracha Lishma Kol Shofar? Because that's the mitzvah. What is the kind of the mitzvah through the Shmia, not the Tkia? How does he know? How does the Bahag know such a thing? It's a very interesting idea, but what's the Mokar? Says the Rosh. Kidetnan, Hatokeh L'toch HaBor, etc. V'chulei. Upa'omim she'atokeh ba'atzmo lo yotza. K'gon she'ayomin al-smas HaBor, v'hichnis pib L'toch HaBor, v'toka. If the Tokeah put his mouth into the bor, he only heard the kol HaBorah, so then he's not going to be yotze. Zok to Baham, that's the raya that you're makayim the mitzvah shofar with the Shmiah. So that's why, claims the Bahag, we're mevarech l'shmua b'kol shofar, because that's the mitzvah. You have to make a bracha on the mitzvah. The Bahag clearly seems to imply that the mitzvah is not a dual component kind of mitzvah. Right? There aren't two components in this mitzvah. The mitzvah has one component, the Shmiah. That's why the Nusach HaBracha of the Birchas HaMitzvah is on the Shema B'Kol Shofar. The question, of course, is, yes?
He just ignores the second source. He doesn't...
Oh. The question is, what's he going to do with the second source? How can the Chayr show to the Katan not be able to be Motzah the Tzibur if you hold that the mitzvah is simply Lishma B'Kol Shofar, the mitzvah is the Shmiah? Why can't a Misasek be Yotzei? So what then? He doesn't have Kavon Alotzei. Let's say, according to the Amar, Mitzvah Sfichas Kavon. Misasek is not Yotzei Mitzvah, even though the whole mitzvah is the Shmiah. But he heard something, so why shouldn't he be Yotzei? Why shouldn't he be Yotzei if he heard... If he heard the kol shofar, well, the answer to that question would be mitzvah sirus kavanah. So if he didn't have kavanah to hear, so then obviously he's not going to be yotzei.
here, he's not going to be okay. But in the case of the Chayr Shalt B'Kachem, why can't the Chayr Shalt B'Kachem be Motzei Tzipor? Yes?
I'm perhaps a terrorist on that, but it's not a complete terrorist because I don't have one for the Kachem. The Shalte can't be Yotzei because he's not part of that. He doesn't have it. He has no clue what he's doing, so therefore he can't hear, so he doesn't know what he's hearing. The Chayrish can't hear it even.
But again, if the mitzvah is the Shemiyah, we don't care whether the Chayr Shalt B'Kachem are going to be Yotzei with their blowing. We care that they're creating a call. So once they create a call, who cares? Who cares whether they're yotzei themselves? Let's say in the case of the misaseh, if the misaseh blows him, he's not going to be yotzei. Why is he not going to be yotzei? Let's say mitzvah shmiras kavanah. So someone is misaseh when he's slamming, he's not going to be yotzei. Fine. But why is shomea mina misaseh lo yotzei? Someone who hears from the misaseh is not yotzei either. Let's say the person who hears has kavanah yotzei. Why shouldn't he be able to be yotzei? He heard a kol shofar and he had kavanah to be yotzei. Chayr Shalt B'Kachem belongs to the shofar for the tzibur. The Chayr Shalt B'Kachem can't be yotzei. They're not dafin. They're not performing the mitzvah. But why shouldn't the tzibur be yotzei? They didn't hear a kol shofar and they had kavanah to be yotzei. So why shouldn't they be yotzei? If you hold that the whole mitzvah is the shmiya, so why does it matter who the baal tokeh is? Whether he's a misaseik and he can't be yotzei because mitzvah shiras kavanah, or he's a Chayr Shalt B'Kachem and he can't be yotzei because he's not a mechuyav bedavar, who cares? But if, as long as the shomea did have kavanah to be yotzei, and he's a mechuyav bedavar, he will be yotzei the mitzvah. Why should it matter who the baal tokeh is? Moshe?
I mean, it seems just straight from the Mishnah, though, that it has to be from
someone who's violent. But why? If shmiya is the mitzvah is fulfilled through the shmiya alone, why does it matter who the baal tokeh is? So there's a group of Acharonim that try to answer, the Chazon Ish is one of them, in Source 8. Some of the Acharonim suggest that maybe the reason why you can't be yotzei if the Baal Tokeh is not a Mechuyav B'Davar, or if he's someone Mechuyav B'Davar, but he himself won't be able to be yotzei, like in the case of the Misaseh, if he doesn't have Kavanah Lotzeis, the reason why you can't be yotzei from such a person is because even though the Shmiya is the whole mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shofar is fulfilled completely through the Shmiyas Kol Shofar. But what kind of a kol do you have to hear? Let's say there's a behemoth that blows a shofar. It's not going to happen, but let's say, theoretically speaking, an animal picks up the shofar and blows the shofar. Can you be a monkey blows the shofar? Can you be yotzei with that, with a monkey blowing the shofar? I think we'd all admit that you can't be yotzei with that kind of a sound. That's not the sound of a shofar. Why not? He heard the sound of Shofar. The monkey created a sound through the Shofar. Why can't someone be yotzei? You realize, intuitively, your gut reaction tells you that it's not enough to hear a kol shofar. What kind of a kol must you hear? You have to hear some kind of a kol shel mitzvah. You can't just hear stam a kol shofar. There has to be a kol shel mitzvah that you're hearing. V'chein le'inim ki ha-shofar, says the Chazon Ish, ein ha-yotze b'shmiya, ela b'kol shofar shel mitzvah. Person can only be yotze the mitzvah of shofar with a kol shofar shel mitzvah. It's not enough just to hear the sound of a shofar. You have to hear the kol shofar shel mitzvah. That's why, says the Chazon Ish, a person can't be yotze from the Chayr Shalt B'Kachem or from the Misaseh. It's not that the tkiya is an integral part of the mitzvah, claims the Chazon Ish.
It's not part of the mitzvah. It's a tnai to create the kol shel mitzvah. Without a mechuyav b'davar blowing the shofar, then the sound that you're hearing from the shofar is not a kol shel mitzvah. So even though the mitzvah really is fulfilled through shmiya alone, but you're not going to be hearing what you're supposed to be hearing. You're not going to be hearing the kol shel mitzvah. So you can't be yotzei in such a case. The purpose of getting a mechuyav b'davar to blow is not because the tkiya is part of the mitzvah. The tfiyah is a tnai to create the kol shel mitzvah so that you can be yotzei with the shmiya. But you have to hear a certain kind of kol. The kol has to be a kol shel mitzvah. Only a mechuyav b'davar can create a kol shel mitzvah. This is how the Chazon Ish explains those mishnayos, misasik and chayr shalt b'kachem, in order to explain the shita of the Bahag. That really the Bahag holds that the mitzvah of shofar is fulfilled through shmiya alone. So why do I care who the baal tokeh is? Because if the Baal Tokeh is not a Mechuyav B'Davar, or if he's not being yotzei the mitzvah shofar right now, like in the case of the Misaseh, then he's not creating a kol shel mitzvah. So what am I hearing? I'm hearing sounds of a shofar, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to hear a kol shel mitzvah from the shofar. If I don't hear a kol shel mitzvah from the shofar, I'm not going to be yotzei. Yes.
So you could have a katan who knows, like, let's say he's like 12, he knows Kol HaTorah, and he's really into the mitzvah of shofar.
Got
he
it.
Gets up and he blows the shofar, and it's not considered a Kol Shalom
mitzvah. You got it, because he's not a mechayev with them.
I don't see what, like, an inherent connection between being
Let me give you a different scenario. Let's say the cousin is not a 12-year-old, he's a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
He doesn't know anything about shofar. But he knows how to blow a shofar beautifully. He is the best blower. He's a future champion. He's a future philharmonic trumpeter. And he has just natural knack for this. And he's 3 or 4. And he blows shofar. Do you think you should be able to deal with him?
No.
Why not?
Because
it's a beautiful blowing of a shofar. Who shofar? What's the difference? The answer is a 12-year-old katan blowing shofar, even if he's a Bucky Niflin, in all the Sefer HaShem. And the 3-year-old blowing shofar is exactly the same. They're neither mechliyav the rabbanan. They're not exactly the same. The only difference is the 12-year-old has a chiyav the rabbanan and the 3-year-old has no chiyav at all.
Yeah.
But basically, from on the level of daraisa, they're both the same. They're not a mechliyav the rabbanan in the midst of shofar. So the kol shofar that comes out of their of the shofar that they're blowing is not a kol shofar mitzvah. Adkan. That's all. There's nothing more to say.
Because they don't have any obligation to come to the shofar.
Exactly. So their blowing of the shofar is meaningless vis-a-vis the mitzvah. It doesn't matter that they're blowing the shofar. But that's not a kol shel mitzvah because they're not being yotzei with that tefillah. They can't be yotzei. They're not a mechliyav. There's nothing for them to do on a deraisa level, let's say. Moshe.
So what about a woman?
A woman as well. If a woman is not is part of the mitzvah, so she can't blow for a man. She's exactly the same as a kol shel mitzvah. She can volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's not going to happen when you also see the man.
But that Mishnah verse says that they can blow.
The women can blow for men? Not for men. They can blow for themselves if they want to. Or a man can blow for them. But the woman can't blow for a man. Someone who's not a machlir, though, can't even blow for the other people who are machlir. That's the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. That's the source of that principle. The Mishnah of that test.
So just have a reason why it doesn't specify, why it doesn't say
why it doesn't mention women. It's not necessary. This is Chershav Bekotan are the classical examples. I think the reason why the Mishnah chooses this is because Chershav Bekotan apply to other mitzvahs as well. There are mitzvahs that are written on the Kliyavis, and let's say it's a Kiddush, for instance. Technically speaking, a woman could recite Kiddush on Friday night for her husband. The Mishnah sort of says it's not a nice thing to do. A curse should come onto a person that his wife has to be motzi him in Halel and Kiddush and other mitzvahs. It's better for the man to be motzi himself. But technically speaking, a woman could do that. It could be most of the man because she's just as mechuyah in the Torah as the man is in Kiddush on Friday night. Yaakov, you have something?
The same thing.
Okay. So this is the second approach. The Shagasai assumed that the mitzvah shofar is composed of two elements, the Shmiya and the Kiya. The Bahag seems to say that since the Nusach HaBaruch is Lishma Kol Shofar, the mitzvah is fulfilled with the Shmiya alone. The question is, how do we understand Misasek and Cher Shofar Bekotan, those two Mishnayos? The answer might be, as the Chazanish says, that the reason why we care who the Baal Tokiah is not because the Tkiah is part of the mitzvah, but rather the Tkiah is a tenai in the creation of a Kol Shel Mitzvah in order for you to be yotzei with the Shmiyot. This is the position of the Bahag according to the explanation of the Chazanish. Not everyone agrees with this Bahag. If you'll turn back to the Rush, you'll see Rabbi Nutam disagrees with the Nusach HaBaruch. Rabbi Nutam, on the first page of the Rush, on page 6 and page 5, Rabbi Natam Kosov Sheish Lavarach Al Tkiyas Shofar. Rabbi Natam says that the Nusach HaBaruch should not be the Shema Kol Shofar, rather Al Tkiyas Shofar. We're not going to discuss the difference between Al and Le, but the fact is Rabbi Natam focuses on the Tkiyah as opposed to the Shmiya. Why? Why should you say Al Tkiyas Shofar? Rabbi Natam says, Mishum Das Yasa Higemar Mitzvasa. Mishum Das Yasa Higemar Mitzvasa, because the Tkiyah is the conclusion, the culmination of the Mitzvah. Sounds like Rabbi Natan holds that the mitzvah is the tekiah. Just like the Bahag holds the mitzvah is the shmiyah, and that's why we make a bracha l'shma kol shofar. Rabbi Natan seems to say that we focus on the tekiah in the nusach bracha, we say al tekiah shofar, because asiyasa is gemar mitzvah. Sounds like he's saying that the mitzvah is limited to the tekiah. Incredible. Right? It's incredible. What's he going to do with the Mishnah that the Bahag and quotes as a riot that the mitzvah is fulfilled with the Shmiyah. Chorah from the Mishnah of Zayin, it's clear that Shmiyah is part of the mitzvah.
And to say Rabbi Natan holds that shofar is really composed of two elements, both the shmiya and the tkiya, is very difficult. Because the lashon that he uses, mishum das yasi higmar mitzvah, seems to imply that the tkiya is the end. That's the end of the mitzvah. Rabbi Natan seems to say that the mitzvah begins with the tkiya and it ends with the tkiya. He seems to be saying that the shmiya is really not part of the mitzvah. So how can he justify the Mishnah on Daf Tav Zayin Amud Beis? Rabbi Shechter in his Sefer, his first Sefer, Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Gimel, Rabbi Shechter suggests the following pshat, very beautiful, interesting pshat. Shechter says that maybe Rabbi Natan was making the following assumption. We know in most mitzvahs of the Torah, even where the mitzvah involves a maaseh, involves an act, right? Or any mitzvah that involves an act, normally you are mekayim the mitzvah through that act itself. The ma'isa mitzvah is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Take, for instance, the mitzvah of tefillin. The ma'isa mitzvah is to be meniach tefillin. Right? We make a bracha, shekhar shana, b'mitzvah, mitzvahnu, l'haniach tefillin. And a person fulfills the mitzvah, presumably, pashup shad is, a person fulfills the mitzvah of tefillin shoyad by doing the ma'isa hanachas tefillin. A person eats matzah, the mitzvah of achilas matzah is fulfilled by doing the maisa achilas matzah. Normally, in most mitzvahs ha-Torah, if the mitzvah involves an act, the kiyum ha-mitzvah and the maisa mitzvah are one and the same. A person is mekayim the mitzvah through the maisa itself. But there are certain mitzvahs for which the ma'isa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah are not exactly the same. A person might be mechuyev to do certain ma'isa. The Torah might legislate that a person has to do certain acts in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvah is not through the ma'isa mitzvah. He has to do the ma'isa mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is accomplished through something else. A great example of this is a group of mitzvahs that require some kind of a kiyum belev, some kind of an emotional feeling in the heart. When you need the emotional feeling in the heart, it could be that the Torah requires certain ma'isim in order to reach that emotional feeling, but clearly it's the kiyum belev. It's the emotional feeling that you achieve through the ma'isim through which a person is going to fulfill the mitzvah. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah if you don't have that feeling, that hargashas halev, even if you do all of the ma'isim in the world to generate that kind of hargashas halev. The Rav, in a yahrzeit shiur for his father, as well as in a kinas tshuva drasha that he gave, that's actually printed up, the Rav elaborated on this concept at great length. The Rav felt that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, for instance, is a kind of mitzvah that subscribes to this notion. Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Kuftes, and the Rambam codifies this in Simchas Yom Tov in Perek Rav, Simchas Yom Tov requires a person to do certain maisim. How does a person fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov? The Gemara says it depends who the person is, if he's a man, or he's a woman, or a child. A man, the basar b'yayin, a person has to eat basar and drink wine. A woman, it's incumbent upon the husband to buy the woman new clothing. That's what women enjoy. A child, it's incumbent upon the father of the child to buy the child sweets or nuts or something like that the child is going to enjoy. So the Gemara clearly indicates that there are certain maisim that a person has to do. And the Rambam lists these maisim. But what's interesting is that the Rambam prefaces his discussion of the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov by saying, "Chayev Adam Nio Sameach Tov Lev B'meha Pesach U'B'Shiras Yimei Sukkos." A person has to be Sameach Tov Lev on Yom Tov. So why does he preface it with that statement? Because clearly what the Rambam is saying is that the mitzvah is fulfilled through Simchas Alev. You can drink all the wine that you want, you can eat all the buses that you want, but if you're not happy, if you're morose on Yom Tov, you're not going to be kind of mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov by eating meat and drinking wine. The purpose of all of the eating of the meat and the drinking of the wine, you know, they are ma'aseh mitzvah that the Torah legislates. Yes. Since the Torah says, V'zavata shlamu v'yachal b'sham v'samachta, so the Gemara connects the simcha with achilas v'sar shlamu, with achilas basa. The yayin yisamach levav enosh, we had in the Gemara Brachas, yayin makes a person happy, or we will have actually in the Gemara, we haven't had it yet. The yayin is samach levav enosh. Yayin makes a person happy. So to achieve simcha, since it says samach levav enosh, Chazal learned from the different children that you have to drink wine and eat bus. Fine, but clearly the purpose of all of the nice and mitzvah is simply to achieve the simcha salev. If you're not having the simcha salev, you're not going to be having anything. I'm sorry. They're a hechsher for the mitzvah of simchas yom. Well, yes and no.
They're more than a hechsher. They're what we call a maisa mitzvah. Why do I call this a maisa mitzvah and not just a hechsher? A hechsher means a preparatory act that is necessary to do in order to create something that is necessary for the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's really external to the mitzvah itself. The classical example is building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is clearly only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not part of it. It's not a maisa mitzvah. The best raya is that it doesn't even occur on sukkahs. You can build a sukkah a month before. And it's perfectly kosher for the mitzvah sukkah. So clearly, that's not part of the maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah, sukkah station, shivas yamin, clearly is occurring on sukkahs itself. So that's simply a hechsher. That's a preparatory act which has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se. What I'm suggesting is that the mitzvah, is that sometimes there are maisa mitzvah which are more than hechsher. In the case of shivas yamin, though, since the Torah, through the drashas of Chazal, understood, the Torah is telling us that you are mechuyav to eat basar and drink wine. That's not just a hechsher. This emerges from Chazal's understanding of the psukim. So that's not just a hechsher. That could be a maisa mitzvah itself. Similarly, the case of tshuva, mitzvah of tshuva, yon diyom. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, "Kishiyoshev achotei," when a person wants to do tshuva, "chayev lehitzvados lefnei hakel baruch hu." You have to say bimbi, which led a group of achronim, the Chaschinuch and others, to say that the Rambam, well, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. There's no mitzvah of tshuva. Yes, you heard it. A group of achronim suggest that the Rambam holds no mitzvah of tshuva. Why? Because the Rambam doesn't say chayev lasos tshuva. Says chayev lehitzvados lefnei hakel baruch hu. Person wants to do tshuva has to say vidu. The mitzvah is to say vidu, to confess that you did something wrong. The Rav was very bothered with this. He said, "How could it be? How could it be? The Nevi'im talk about the chiyuv to do tshuva, v'shavta, 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 shuva Yisrael. There's no mitzvah of tshuva." Said the Rav, what the Rambam is writing here at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is simply telling us what is the maisa mitzvah. What do you have to do in order to achieve tshuva, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva? The Rambam is writing in the Mishnah Torah. He's writing a sefer to tell people what to do in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he's writing what the maisa mitzvah is. The maisa mitzvah is vidui, but the ultimate kiyum mitzvah of tshuva can't be through vidui alone. You need a tshuva b'lev. There has to be a transformation of one's personality. There has to be a sense of regret and a kabbalah that he's going to change. That's a feeling b'lev. That's a hargasha b'lev. Obviously, there's a mitzvah tshuva, and obviously that's fulfilled through the kiyum b'lev. But the Rambam is simply listing, according to the Rav, the Rambam is listing the maisa mitzvah of tshuva. Vidui is the maisa mitzvah of tshuva. So we see both in the mitzvah of tshuva and the mitzvah of simchas yamin that the Rav elaborated even more. He said that the mitzvah of tefillah subscribes to this construct, and avelos also might fall into this framework as well. There are many mitzvot, there are several mitzvot in the Torah, for which the maisa mitzvah is not the same as the kiyum mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah means that the Torah legislates that we have to do certain activities in order to fulfill a mitzvah. But the fulfillment of the mitzvah does not occur through those activities per se. Those activities are simply designed to bring about something else, to bring about a kiyum b'lev, to bring about some kind of hargasha, some kind of emotional feeling. A person is mekayim the mitzvah through the emotional feeling, not through the maisa per se. Rabbi Schechter suggested that maybe the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, maybe Rabbi Natan assumed that the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is also combined in two elements. There's a maisa mitzvah, and there's a kiyum mitzvah. A person is mekayim the mitzvah. Rabbi Natan admits that a person is mekayim the mitzvah of shofar through shmi alone. Through shmi alone. Rabbi Natan just holds that the mitzvah, that the tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah. The tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah. And because the tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah, first of all, the cheresho of the katan and the mesasek cannot be motzi other people. Because the tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah, so automatically you have to have that maisa mitzvah done by a mechuyav adar. Moreover, though, Rabbi Natan assumed that since the tkiyah is the maisa mitzvah, the nusach habracha is instituted on the tkiyah. Why? Why? How does that help us? Why should the Nusach HaBracha be instituted on the Tkiyah? Let's institute it on the Kiyama Mitzvah. Rabbi Schechter pointed out that we find in other places that Chazal instituted brachos on Maisim Mitzvah, not on Kiyama Mitzvah. Reb Chaim, in his stencils, quotes the Yerushalmi,
that says that what happens if a person is Kovei HaMezuzah in someone else's house? Let's say Avi asked me to be Kovei HaMezuzah in his house. So who makes the bracha? Why make the bracha? Does he make the bracha? What's going on? Yerushalmi says that the Kovei HaMezuzah makes the bracha. Makes the bracha, Asher Kedoshim, and it's supposed to be Tzivanu, and Kovei HaMezuzah. The Kovei makes the bracha. Why? Is the Kviyas Mezuzah the Kima Mitzvah? Presumably not. Presumably the Mitzvah of Mezuzah is to live in a house with the Mezuzah. Not to be Kovei the Mezuzah. The Haraya, there's a whole discussion in the poskim. What happens if a person moves into a house with Mezuzahs already placed on the doorpost? Does he make a bracha? Lodur bevaya sheyesh from Mezuzah. To live in a house which has Mezuzah. Do you make such a bracha? So we, of course, pass him that you don't. But the fact that there's this discussion in the poskim indicates what's the Mitzvah of Mezuzah? Not to put the Mezuzah on the house, but to live in the house with the Mezuzah. That you're living in the house and there is a Mezuzah on the house. On the doorpost of the house. So why do we make a bracha look for a mezuzah? The answer is because Chazal instituted Birchas HaMitzvah on Maisa Mitzvah. On Maisa Mitzvah. Now normally, the Maisa Mitzvah Chiyah Mitzvah is the same. Al-Achilas Matzah. You're being Mekayim the Mitzvah through the Matzah. But even when the Chiyah Mitzvah is different than the Maisa Mitzvah, the Nusach HaBracha is going to be on the Maisa Mitzvah. And that's where the person who's kovei HaMezuzah makes a bracha, because he's the Oseh HaMitzvah. He's the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So Chazal instituted Birchas HaMitzvah on Maisa Mitzvah. The Shekhtah suggests that's what the Rabbi Natan holds. Rabbi Natan says, Shofar is composed of two elements. Not that there are two parts to the Kima Mitzvah, like a Shai Sari. No! There are two parts to the Mitzvah. It's on Maisa Mitzvah, and there's a Kima Mitzvah. The Kima Mitzvah is like the Baha'i. But the Tkiyah is the Maisa Mitzvah. And because it's the Maisa Mitzvah, Chazal were mesakin the bracha al Tkiyah Shofar. Because Chazal, just like we find by Mezuzah, Chazal are mesakin bracha on Maisa Mitzvah, not on Kiyum Mitzvah. So that's why the Nusach HaBracha of Shofar is not the Shema Kol Shofar, but rather al Tkiyah Shofar. Very beautiful idea, Rabbi Shekhtah suggests. So what's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam holds it's not Maisa Mitzvah. The Rambam would say that if someone's kovei mezuzah in someone else's house, he doesn't make a bracha look for a mezuzah. The person who owns the house makes the bracha. You hear what I'm asking? Is the Rambam going to deny everything Rabbi Shekhtah quoted? Chazal do not institute brachas on Maisa Mitzvah. If the Rambam holds that the tefillah is the Maisa Mitzvah, so why should, if the Bahag holds that the tefillah is the Maisa Mitzvah, why should he make a bracha lishma kol shofar? Well, the answer might be the following. The answer might be something related to what Jeff was saying. That the Rambam holds that the key is not an atomized mitzvah. What is it? The key is only a hash mitzvah. Is a conceptual difference between saying whether the tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah or it's a hash mitzvah. The Rambam holds that tkiyah shofar is like building a sukkah. It's a hechsher. It's a preparatory act that's necessary to create something which enables you to fulfill the mitzvah. In the case of sukkah, what are you doing? You're creating the sukkah. You have to sit in a sukkah, in a physical structure. So building the sukkah is a preparatory act. It's a hechsher that creates the chavtza that you need to sit in order to be mekayem the mitzvah. Similarly, the Rambam might hold, the Bahag might hold, that tkiyah is not a Maisa Mitzvah at all. Rather, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. This is exactly what the Rambam writes in a Tshuva, which I asked you to see. The Rambam in Pe'er Hador, in the Tshuva Sfer Hador, if you didn't get it, take a copy. The Rambam in the Tshuva Pe'er Hador, in discussing this exact point that the Bahag makes, the difference between Lekva B'Shofar or Alkiya Shofar and Lishma Kol Shofar, the Rambam says, you know why we make a bracha Lishma Kol Shofar? Hachilu Gadol Beinayim Ki HaMitzvah HaMiyuchedes Eina HaTkiya Ela B'Shmiya Sagi. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah with Shmiya alone. Exactly what the Bahag says. The Rambam echoes the comment of the Bahag. And he goes further. He says, if the Mitzvah would be the Tkiya, then how could a Baal Tokeh blow for everyone else? Can I pick up a lulav for you? You gotta pick it up yourself. It's a mitzvah sheva gufa. Says the Rambam, the mitzvah of shofar is in the shmiya v'lo hatkiya. He emphasizes kiya mitzvah, he has shmiya v'lo hatkiya.
skip to the second to last line on that page. Ki ha-mitzvah yashmiya v'lo ha-tia, u-kamo sha-suka ha-mitzvah hi ha-yeshiva v'lo ha-tia. U-belulav ha-netila v'lo ba-obda. The mitzvah is what? Netila s'lulav, not the ego, not the tying up of the lulav. That's not the mitzvah. Kach zu sha-mitzvah hi ha-shmiya.
Says the Rambam, just like we don't say Lishma, just like we don't say Laso Sukkah, we don't make a bracha Laso Sukkah, you're not going to make a bracha Al Tkiyah Shofar. Because Al Tkiyah Shofar makes no sense. You don't make a bracha on a Hashem mitzvah.
The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, or I should say, the mitzvah of Shofar, is in the Shmi alone. What's the Tkiyah? Is the Tkiyah part of the Maisa mitzvah? No, says the Rambam. The Tkiyah is not part of the mitzvah, it's only a Hashem. It's a hashah to create the kol shel mitzvah, in order to be mechayim the mitzvah l'shmiya. So of course I can't be yotzei mecher shel mekabel or a mishasek below for me, because that's not going to create the kol shel mitzvah, as we said from the Chazon Ish. But on the other hand, I'm not going to make a bracha al tkiyah shofar, because the tkiyah is not the ma'aseh mitzvah. The tkiyah is just a hashah, it's a preparatory act to create the kol. Rabbi Natan assumes that the tkiyah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. It's not the kiyum mitzvah, but it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal instituted the bracha on the ma'aseh, on the tkiyah. The Rambam apparently understands that the tkiyah is not the ma'aseh mitzvah. It's just a hashem. Where did the Rambam get that from? Well, why should I assume that? Let's just say it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. I think the answer is the Rambam looked at the psukim. What does the pasuk in Parshas Emor say? Zichron Shua, Mikra Kodesh, Zichron Shua. You probably saw that through the Ram, right? The Ram quotes from the Gemara, Zichron Shua. Zichron Shua. It says Yom Shua Yielachem, and it also says Zichron Shua. So the Ram may have said Zichron Shua. That sounds like it's in the heart. It sounds like the focus of the mitzvah is the Shmiya. Maybe by saying Zichron Shua, the Torah is coming to tell me that the mitzvah is just the Shmiya. The only thing is you can't have a Shmiya without a Tkiyah. But the Tkiyah is not part of the mitzvah at all. The Ram says, look at the pasuk. The pasuk is telling you there is no ma'aseh here. It's all in the lave. It's all in the heart, in your shmiya. So that's why the Rambam felt that tkiyah is only a hashem mitzvah. It's only a preparatory act needed to create the kol for me to be mekayem mitzvah with the shmiya. That would explain why the Rambam holds that you only make a bracha l'shma kol shofar. Rabbeinu Tam holds what? That there is a ma'aseh mitzvah, and the tkiyah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. And if there is a ma'aseh mitzvah, what should the nusach ha-bracha be on? On the tkiyah. Because as he says, it's mamish meduyak in his lashon, asiyasa higmar mitzvasa. That's not the end of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Listen carefully. Rabbi Natan says that the bracha is al tkiyah shofar, mishum da asiyasa higmar mitzvasa. What does that mean? That means that the tkiyah is the end of what? The end of the ma'aseh. Not the end of the kiyah. It's the end of the ma'aseh. If it's the end of the Maisa, then that's what Chazal will misaken the bracha on. This is similar to the Gemara which I asked you to see. I added the Maramakom. Was the Gemara Menachos on that Membeis and Membeis is mamish making this point. Look at this Gemara. This is perfect. Gemara Menachos
is distinguishing between. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you guys didn't get the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is distinguishing between Mila and writing tefillin. A guy is possible for writing tefillin.
We know a sofer has to be Yisrael. People are very careful to have a chosh of a person write it, but forgetting the chashivas,
it has to be, the minimum requirement is that it has to be Yisrael. Uksharetem uchsavtem, there's a hekesh between the kshira and the ksiva. Only a person who's mechuyev in the kshira can write the tefillin. So a guy is possible to write tefillin, since he's not mechayev the davar in the mitzvah. How about Mila? Can a guy do a bris Mila?
Yes.
So the Gemara Menachos is assuming yes. We have in the Paskin, it's better not. It could be machlokas mechaber amoy, but the Yevet, the Mila of the guy works. But the Gemara Menachos is assuming that the guy can.
Wait, do Mila on a...
On Yisrael.
Oh.
A guy doing Mila on a guy is meaningless. There's no mitzvah. Well, if he's one of the B'nai Keturah, we can talk about it, but basically there's no mitzvah. Okay. So the Gemara is trying to figure out, do we make a bracha, or why do we not make a bracha
lassos tefillin. Why don't we make a bracha lassos tefillin? So the Gemara is assuming, well, if a guy can't make the tefillin, so that means that it's not a mitzvah. Excuse me, if the guy can't make the tefillin, then it should be a mitzvah. If the guy can't make the tefillin, it should be a mitzvah, so we should make a bracha on it. So the Gemara says, a guy doing a maisa has nothing to do with whether it's a mitzvah or not. The haraya, according to the Gemara, a guy can do a bris milah. And nevertheless, bris milah does get a bracha. Not when a guy does it, but if a Yisrael did the bris milah, when a moyel does a bris milah, he does make a bracha. So the fact that a guy can do the mitzvah doesn't mean that it's not a mitzvah. The fact that a guy can do the act doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. So it could get a bracha. Similarly, the fact that a guy can't write the tefillin doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah. Maybe he should still get a bracha. So why, Taka, do we not make a bracha lassos tefillin? We do make a bracha on the milah, we don't make a bracha lassos tefillin. The fact that a guy can do milah and can't write the tefillin is completely irrelevant. The fact that a guy can't write the tefillin doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah, because the guy can do the bris milah, and nevertheless the bris milah would get a bracha if the Yisrael does it. So what's the chiluk, says the Gemara? The difference is that by tefillin, the ilu lasos tefillin, pick it up from the first line is v'tzivanu. The ilu lasos tefillin lo mavarech, el alav ha'yu taima kol mitzvah da'asiyasa gemar mitzvah kagon milah. Any mitzvah that the asiyah of the mitzvah is the gemar mitzvah, like milah, avagav v'ksheira v'ovekachavim v'yisrael tzarech levarech. It's irrelevant whether a guy can do it or can't do it. The question is asiyasa the gemar mitzvah? The chol mitzvah the asiyas alav bar mitzvah. You go and tefillin. If the asiyah that you're doing is not the gemar of the mitzvah, like by writing of tefillin, that's not the gemar mitzvah. What's the gemar mitzvah? Yitzi hanochas that tefillin, right? Be Yisrael in otzara kamar. The gemar hanochas says you're not going to make a bracha if the asiyah that you're doing is not the gemar mitzvah. Why not? What's it called if the asiyah is not the gemar mitzvah? What's it called? Only a hechsher. The writing of the tefillin is only a hechsher for the mitzvah of hanochas tefillin. If you still have another act to do after this act in order to fulfill the mitzvah, then the first act is just a hechsher. By definition, it's just a hechsher. There are two acts here. Writing the tefillin, hanochas tefillin. The fact that there's a hanochas tefillin after the asiyas tefillin, after the ksivas tefillin, indicates that ksivas tefillin is only a hechsher. So there's no bracha on it. Rabbi Natan seems to be echoing a similar sentiment. What's he saying? He's saying the bracha is al tkiyah shofar. You know why? Because asiyasa hi gemar mitzvah. What's he saying? That's the kiyum ha-mitzvah? No, he's focusing on the fact, he's trying to explain that since this is the final act to be a kind of mitzvah, then this is a maisa mitzvah. That's the end of the maisa mitzvah. Don't be fooled by ksivas tefillin. Ksivas tefillin is not the end of the mitzvah. It's not the last maisa. There's another maisa later. So ksivas tefillin is a hechsher. But tkiyas shofar, Rabbi Natan says tkiyas shofar is not a hechsher. It's a maisa mitzvah. Because there's no maisa afterwards. So it comes out, Rabbi Natan, on the one hand, and the Bahagat and the Rambam on the other, are disagreeing about what? They're really disagreeing about how to understand the concept of tkiyas shofar. Is the tkiyah a maisa mitzvah? It's an integral part of the mitzvah, but it's just not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is really the shmir. But the tkiyah is a maisa mitzvah. It is an integral part of the mitzvah. It's not like asiyas sukkah or ksivas tefillin, which are really a hechsher, they're only preparatory acts. They're really the maisa mitzvah. Rabbi Natan holds this way, and that's why he claims that the Nusach HaBracha is al tkiyah shofar. Or should we say that the tkiyah is only a hechsher? It's a preparatory act. It's not really part of the mitzvah. It's a preparatory act to create a kol to allow me to be mekayim the mitzvah with shmir. If it's only a preparatory act, so then obviously the appropriate bracha is going to be lishma kol shofar. Hey, this is the conceptual machlokas Rabbi Natan and the Rambam and the Baha'i. Whether tkiyah shofar is only a hechsher mitzvah, as the Rambam in Tshuva seems to say clearly, or is tkiyah shofar a maisa mitzvah? And if it's a maisa mitzvah, then it's an integral part of the mitzvah, so the bracha is going to be instituted on the tkiyah and not on the shmir. Yes?
So you said the Rambam holds that tkiyah is a hechsher mitzvah,
Yes.
Based on the practice of zichron shorish.
That's what I'm suggesting. Whatever the reason is, the Rambam clearly says it's a hashem.
Like the remembering, like holding on to it, which would be the hearing.
The what?
The zichron, like remembering it, holding on to it, if you're hearing.
Right, because it's belayed. Zichron true is something which is belayed, which sounds like it's not something involving an act.
That seems kind of strange to say that the key is a hashem mitzvah. When I think hashem mitzvah, I think make something and stick it in the closet for however long you need it. I don't think
exactly.
The sound that's going to travel to the
you're right. This is the exception that you can't blow. You can't blow the shofar before Yom Tov and hear the shofar on Yom Tov. You can't, as you say, you can't hold the coal in a jug and then open it up. Right? You have that in the comics, but we don't have that in the real life, right?
When are we recording it?
What are we
sorry? Recording it.
You can record it, but you can't play that on Yom Tov. So it's not going to work. Right. So yes, I will admit this is a very strange example of a hashem mitzvah. But the Rambam says it. He says it. You can't deny the fact that the Rambam says it. The Rambam says explicitly that you're yotzei with a shmiya alone. He emphasizes it twice, and he compares the tkiya to what? To asiyat a sukkah. If you compare tkiya to making a sukkah, it's clear that you hold that tkiya is only hashem mitzvah. This is the conceptual framework, Machlokes HaRishonim, about the Nusach HaBracha, as to whether the Bracha is on a Tkiya or the Shmiya. The question is whether Tkiya is to be understood as a Heksha Mitzvah or it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Now you might think, well, all this is just conceptual mumbo-jumbo, it's semantics. I mean, it is Nogel HaMaisa whether the Bracha is going to be on a Tkiya or the Shmiya, but we sort of don't really understand, like is there really a distinction here? So I'll show you two other places where this machlokes is very, very important. There are two other issues where this question as to whether tkiya shofar is viewed as a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's an integral part of the mitzvah, or it's simply a hashem mitzvah, that question plays a very important role. First of all, in the concept of mitzvah shivas kavanah, we know there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak that mentions a machlokes amoroim as to whether mitzvah shivas kavanah or mitzvah sein shivas kavanah. And there's a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. Do we say that mitzvahs require kavanah in order to be yotzei? Do we say no? A person who does a mitzvah stam without any kavanah can be yotzei the mitzvah. There's a whole literature that was spawned to try to explain the shita of the Rambam. The problem is the Rambam seems to contradict himself in different places. On the one hand, when it comes to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the Rambam quotes the halacha of Shmuel that kaful parsiim v'ochel matzah, if people force someone to eat matzah, he is yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And nevertheless, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shofar that a misasek lehislamed, someone who is misasek, who is simply training to blow shofar, he knows he's blowing, but he's mislamed. He's training, he's trying to prepare himself to blow shofar appropriately, is not yotzei mitzvah shofar. And the only way to explain that is by saying that the Rambam holds mitzvah shichas kavana. Mitzvah shichas kavana. That's why, if he's only tokeil in Islam, he's not going to be yotzei. It's a stuff of pella, it's a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam, on the one hand, says that someone forces you to eat matzah, you can't be yotzei mitzvah bakulas matzah. And yet the Rambam says that someone who's tokeil in Islam, a misaseh, can't be yotzei the mitzvah shofar. What's going on? What's going on? Does the Rambam hold mitzvah shivas kavanah? Does the Rambam hold mitzvah sein shivas kavanah? Does everyone have the kasha? Does everyone have the kasha? Sam, you got the kasha? You can be yotzei matzah without kavanah. Someone's forcing you. You can't be yotzei shofar without kavanah. So the Rambam says himself. There are many answers given. Perhaps the most famous answer is based on the comment of the Ram, which I asked you to see. The Ran actually is touching on a Gemara, on a Lashon of the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara quotes this halacha of Shmuel, kaful parsiim is yotzei, which implies mitzvos ein shichas kavanah. So to that, the Gemara quotes Rabba, who says, Amar Rabba, zosomeres hatokeil l'shir yotzei. From this you see that someone who's tokeil l'shir, he's blowing shofar just in order to sing, which means he's blowing it to the nice sound, not to the kind of mitzvah, he's yotzei. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't shirvot kavanah. If kaful parsiim yotzei, mitzvahs ain't shirvot kavanah, so it's okay, l'shir is going to be yotzei as well. Right, Moshe? So the Gemara says, no, there's no raya. There's no raya. I would think that matzah is different. The Gemara asks, Pshita, Pasha. That's not. It's like saying, if mitzvahs ain't tirus kavana, so therefore the following. Of course, therefore tokeh l'shir yatsa. Of course, it's the same thing. It's just a different case. This is shofar, that's matzah. But basically, what you're saying is mitzvahs ain't tirus kavana. So what's the difference between matzah and shofar? If you can be yotze matzah without kavana, you can be yotze shofar without kavana. You don't. The comment zosomeris means, see, we can learn something out of this. You're not learning anything new. It's the same halacha. Pshita, it's a davar kosher.
Says the Gemara, no, it's not haimumar. Ma'u the tema asanach ha'matza ha'mar rachmana ve'ha'ocha. What does the Torah say? But eratof ha'matza, there's a chinev ha'ila. Did you eat the matza? Yes. Says the Ran, klomar the kevon shenen ha'vachilasa ha'mekri mis'aseh. Since he was Nene from the Achila, he's not called a Misase. What does that mean? Misase, in Kalat Arachula, means a person who doesn't really know what he's doing. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Let's take the case of Chelev. Let's say he has objects in front of him. He thinks there's meat in front of him, there's Chelev. So he thinks he's picking up the meat, but turns out his hand, he's talking to someone, and his hand moves and picks up the Chelev, and he eats Chelev. The halacha is that even though Misase generally is potter for bringing a carbon. If he does not vera, the misasek, he's potter for bringing a carbon. Let's say a person is, it's on Shabbos, and he picks up a fruit, and he doesn't realize that the fruit is attached to the ground. There are two fruits in front of him. One is detached, the other one's attached. He picks up the fruit. It turns out he's pulling up the one that's detached. So he's pottery, he doesn't have to bring a carbon for that because he didn't realize. He knows it's Shabbos, he knows he's not allowed to be towish, but he doesn't realize what he's doing.
Would he have to bring a shabbat to
the way? No, in that case he would not. In that case he would be pottery completely. Misasik is pottery. But in the case of Chelev, let's say the case of Ashim Tali means that he doesn't know which one is which. But if he knows which one is which, his hand just moved. It moved to the wrong place. He says, yeah, of course I'm gonna eat the meat. Somehow he moves and he takes the wrong thing. Ashram Kali means he ate something, he doesn't know which one. He eats something there, and then someone comes over and says, You ate a piece of meat from that table? There was a piece of chaz in it. And he didn't realize which one was which. So then he brings an Ashram Kali. But here he knows which one is which. And after he eats the thing, he looks at it and he says, oh my gosh, I ate the wrong thing. So he realizes what he did. He's not going to bring an Ashram Tali. Ashram Tali is only good if he still has a suffering. So that's a misasik. And the pasuk Asher Chotam Ba, Prat Misasik, tells me that a misasik is potter from bringing a carbon. But not in the case of Chela. In the case of Shabbos that I told you, Mitake is potter. In the case of Chela, misasik b'chalav and varayos is chayiv. Shmuel, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that misasik b'chalav and varayos, if you do that with Chelev, you make the mistake with Chelev, you are Chayiv. Why? Shekein Nenet, because you got Hamelach. So the Ran is saying, just like we'll say Shekein Nenet to tell me that you're Chayiv by Chalavim and Arayos, the same thing with all true witnesses. If you're Nenet from the mitzvah, if you're Nenet from the mitzvah, you shouldn't need Kavanah. Just like if you're Nenet from the Aveira, you could be Chayiv for eating Chelev even though you didn't know what you were doing. A misasik b'chalavim v'arayos. Arayos is a strange case. You don't realize which woman. You realize that the woman was also to you. Strange. You realize you're having a ma'asavia, but you don't realize which woman it is. Let's stick to chayav. Misasik b'chalavim is chayav shekei nene. Because of the hanah, you can be chayav even though you didn't have kavana. You didn't realize what you were doing. Misasik b'mitzvah. You realize what you're doing, but you're forced. It's against your will. You don't really have kavana. You could still be yotzei the mitzvah, even if you hold mitzvah same as kavana. Shekein nena. What's the Ran saying? Lechor, what the Ran is saying is a person can't be chayiv for an avero, can't be mekayim a mitzvah if you hold mitzvah same as kavana, unless you're connected. You need a connection to that mitzvah. You need a connection to that avero. If you don't have kavana, so there's a lack of connection. There's a disconnect between the avero and you, between the mitzvah and you. How do I create that connection? Through the hanah. The Hana'ah creates a connection between me and the Avera, between me and the Mitzvah. So even though this Asek and Kala Tarakul normally is Potter, and there's no Chiyav of a carbon, but if you're Nana, of course there's a Chiyav of carbon, because the Hana'ah connects me to the Avera. Even if you'll tell me Mitzvah Sichos Kavana, says the Gemara, but by Achila, since the Achila
objectively connects me to the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, I will be yotzei even if I don't have kavana. That's what the Gemara says. I would think that the only tana mitzvah that has kavana is by an achila type mitzvah, because there I'm automatically, objectively connected to the mitzvah because of what? The hanah. But by shofar, says the Gemara, have a shofar, the chsiv zichron trua. What's the lashon? Abel hacha klomer b'tokei l'shir, eino misazek b'yama hu kamash malam. By tokei l'shir, there's no hanah. The mitzvah of shofar is not to get hanah. It doesn't involve hanah. Achil involves hanah. There's no hanah. So if there's no hanah, I would think that you need kavana. Kamash malam, says the Gemara, that tokei l'shir is yotze. You don't even need kavana by shofar. Kamash malam, just like mitzvahs ain't zrichas kavana by matzah, so too, Rabbi says, those somers, atokei l'shir yotze, you can be yotze even without kavana, the mitzvah of shofar. The Havamina is what I should split between matzah and shofar. Matzah is different because it's an achila. Therefore, there's a hanoah in that mitzvah. The hanoah links me to the mitzvah even without kavana. But by shofar, since there's no hanoah, I would think that I need kavana to link me to the mitzvah. Without kavana, I can't be yotze. Kamash malon, mitzvah same as kavana, vein the matzah, vein the shofar. So some of the achronim suggest, according to the Ran, according to this Yisod of Shekei Nana, we can answer the Rambam. How does the Rambam pass? The Rambam says that by matzah, if the person forced you, you can't be yotzei. By shofar, you need kavana. Why do you need kavana by shofar? The Rambam passes like the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara said, I would think there's a distinction between matzah and shofar. The Rambam says, you know what? L'maskona, that's true. Rabbah disagrees with the Rambam. Rabbah claims tokei l'shir yotzei. That you don't need kavana by shofar. But the Rambam paskins like the Havamina of the Gemara, that there's a distinction to be drawn between matzah and shofar. What's the distinction based on? So some of the Achronim say, you know what it's based on? The Rambam. Shekeinen. Since you're nene from the beginning of the matzah, there's no need to have kavana. The hanah can supplant kavana. It can take the place of kavana. The hanah links me to the mitzvah without kavana. But by shofar, there's no hanah. That's why the Rambam says that the pale in Islam is lo yosa. This is one shot of the other. The Magen Mishnah is a much simpler shot. That's what I want to share with you. The Magen Mishnah says, you see, Billy? The Magen Mishnah says you don't have to come on to Shekinah. Forget about Hanoh. Forget about Hanoh for a moment. There's still a difference between Matzah and Shofar. What's the difference? What's the difference between Matzah and Shofar if you forget about Hanoh? What's the difference? What's the difference? There still is a difference between matzah and shofar.
One word.
Anyway, one word. Maisa. Exactly. Very good. Maisa. By matzah, there's a maisa. Forget about hanok. There's an achila. By matzah, there's a maisa. By shofar, there's no maisa, says the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, the Rambam Lishitasa. The Rambam holds there's no Maisa by Shofar. The mitzvah of Shofar is fulfilled through Shmia alone without a Maisa. If it's fulfilled without a Maisa, so then we can understand why mitzvah Sviros Kavana. The Rambam holds whenever you have a Maisa, you don't need Kavana. You know why? Even if there's no Hana'a, the Maisa objectively links the mitzvah to the individual. I don't need a Hana'a. It's very similar to the Ran, but it's just a little bit different. Right? It's a little bit less. The Ran, according to the Ran, you need Shekeinene. According to the Magen Mishnah's Pshat, you don't even need Shekeinene. Even without the Hanah, the Maisa alone links the mitzvah to the individual. That's why mitzvah says Tzrichas Kavana by Matzah. But by Shofar, since Bishmiya Talia Milsa, there is no Maisa. Therefore, mitzvah sviras kavana. Ulai shemusover shekevan shein adam osa maisa. Kevan shein adam osa maisa b'tkiya shofar. Ela hashmiya v'afilu hatokeya, zak the Magen Mishnah. Ikaro hashmiya. It's really the essence of the mitzvah is the shmiya. The vigor of tzarech kavana. Now, just one second. If you were to understand that the tkiya is the maisa mitzvah, it's not just a hechshir, could you say this Magen Mishnah? Why does it matter that my Kiyum Mitzvah is only the Shmiyah?
But if the tkiyah is the ma'aseh mitzvah, so I am doing something with this mitzvah. I am doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. The Magid Mishnah is saying around the Shidosu that he holds that the tkiyah is enough. It's not enough. It's a hechsher mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. And because it's a hechsher mitzvah, my connection to the hechsher mitzvah is meaningless vis-a-vis the mitzvah. It's like if I build a sukkah, but I don't sit in the sukkah at all. All 7 days of sukkah, I don't sit in the sukkah. So maybe you'll tell me, well, I was connected to the mitzvah because I built the sukkah. It's ridiculous. You're connected to the hechsher mitzvah. What does that do? That doesn't do anything. But if I connect myself to the Maisa Mitzvah, I can hear someone saying, that's enough of a connection. If the Rambam is to say that mitzvah tzrichas kavana by shofar, because shofar doesn't involve a Maisa, the Chori you're forced to say, if the Rambam is Mishikaso, then the Tkiya is what? Only a Hesha. It's only a Hesha. It's not even a Maisa Mitzvah. Rabbi Yutal might hold that the Tkiya is really a Maisa Mitzvah. It's an integral part of the Mitzvah. Not just the Hesha, it's an integral part of the Mitzvah. That's why the Nusach HaBracha is Al Tkiya Shofar. But if you were to say that, you could not explain the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that mitzvah is tzrichas kavana by shofar. Why? If I do a ma'isa tkiya, or if I listen to someone who's doing ma'isa tkiya based on shomer ka'ona, it's like I'm doing the ma'isa tkiya. So I am linked up to this ma'isa. I am linked up to the ma'isa. So even if I don't have kavana, I should still be yotze because I am linked to the ma'isa mitzvah. Well, I'm not linked to the mitzvah. I am linked to the mitzvah. So you might tell me, but I'm not linked to the kiyum mitzvah. So what? But I'm still linked to the mitzvah. I think the Rambam, the Shidosa, the Rambam is assuming that the kiyah is only a hechsher. It's a preparatory act just to create the kol shel mitzvah. So linking yourself to that ma'isa is irrelevant. It's not going to help you to tell me that mitzvah ain't shvita. That mitzvah shvita is kavana. Right? It's not going to help me to say that I'm automatically linked to the mitzvah and therefore I should not need kavanah for the mitzvah. So if the Rambam says that shofar, again, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that shofar requires kavanah. Why does it require kavanah? It says the Magid Mishnah, because there's no ma'aseh in shofar. There's no ma'aseh in shofar. Tkiya? There's no ma'aseh in the mitzvah. The answer is the Rambam Lishitaso, he holds that tkiya is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not an integral part of the mitzvah whatsoever. Not only is it not a kiyum mitzvah, it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. And that's why you're not linked to the mitzvah through the ma'aseh. You're only linked to a hechsher. That's not enough to do the kind of mitzvah without kavanah. I need kavanah in order to link myself up to the mitzvah. But if you were to understand that the tkiyah is the ma'aseh mitzvah, so I'm doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, so I should be linked to the mitzvah through the ma'aseh. Even if I don't have kavanah to the kiyum mitzvah, so what? I'm linked to the ma'aseh mitzvah. Why shouldn't I be linked? The answer is, tkiyah is not even the ma'isa mitzvah according to the Rambam. It's only a hechsher. So I'm not linked to the mitzvah whatsoever through the ma'isa. I can only be linked with the kavana, and that's why the Rambam says that you have to have kavana by the mitzvah shofar. As opposed to matzah, since you're linked through the ma'isa, there's no need to have kavana in the kind of mitzvah of matzah. This is one issue which I think we can explain very beautifully according to this tshuva of the Rambam, and this whole understanding that the Rambam claims that, and the Bahagur claim as well, that Kiya is not really a Maisa Mitzvah. It's not an integral part of the Mitzvah. It's a Hechsher B'Alma. It's really external to the Mitzvah. It's only a preparatory act. So that's why that my linkage to the Hechsher Mitzvah is not enough to allow me to be Mekayim the Mitzvah without Kavanah. I need Kavanah to link me to the Mitzvah. Because without Kavanah, I have no connection to the Mitzvah. But I'm doing a ma'isa, but your ma'isa is not a ma'isa mitzvah. It's only a hasha mitzvah. So that linkage is not enough to take the place of kavanah. Yes?
The thing we did with the Bahag, one of the shakhtars,
yes,
dividing the kiyum and ma'isa,
mm-hmm,
we do the same with the Rabbi Yahu, who seems to all the same as the Bahag, that is Atkiyat Shofar.
The Rav Yoh says that it's Al-Kiyah Shofar, so he would say the same as the Rabbi Natan, not the Bahag.
No.
Rav Yoh does not say Al-Kiyah Shofar. He says Lishmor B'Kol Shofar. The Rav Yoh would Taka say the same as the Bahag, because they both say Lishmor. That's the Nusach HaBracha according to Rav Yoh.
I don't really know what we usually do when we have Mishkan to contradict each other, which it sort of seems like here, is it the Kiyah as Mishmir? We just say, it's a machloket and the Mishnah is giving different opinions? Or
the problem is, we passed like all the Mishnahs.
Okay.
So because we passed the like all the Mishnahs, we can't say it's a machloket hasugyas, and some people pass the Mishnahs.
Everything
has to be answered. Exactly, everything has to be answered. So Taka the Shagasari says it's both. It's both. So if it's both, in light of what we've discussed, right, with Chaim Yerushalmi, according to the Shagasari, it should come out, you should make the bracha al Kiyah Shofar, because if it's both, you have both Kiyah and Maisa in the Kiyah. But basically what we've explained is that everyone else assumes it's not both. The Rambam holds it's exclusively the Shmiah, and the Kiyah is only a Hechshe Mitzvah. It's a preparatory act. It's really not an integral part of Mitzvah at all. But in the Talmud, it is an integral part of the Mitzvah. But it's not part of the Kiyama Mitzvah, the Shagasai would say. It's only the Maisa Mitzvah. But the fact that it's part of the Maisa Mitzvah is enough to tell me that the Nusach HaBaracha should be on the Tkiyah. Finally, there's one other issue which also relates to this. Very important issue. And that is, who makes the Baracha Lishma Kol Shofar? Mechaber and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei writes that the Topeya makes the Baracha. Adds the Rama from the Trumas Hadeshim, the last page 11. Rama says, "Ve'ein chiluk beinim yivarech la'atzmo, o shekvar yato umivarech lahotzi acher." It doesn't matter whether the Tokeh is being mivarech as he's being motzi right now, or he's being motzi, or he's blowing to be motzi someone else. Either way, the Tokeh makes the bracha. The Tokeh will make the bracha even if he's blowing to be motzi someone else. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'achronim helu de'ba'ofen zeh shekvar yotza ha'tokeh ba'atzmo tov yosu sheyivarcha ha'shomim ba'atzmo shtei ha'bracha. Unless, of course, they don't know the bracha. If the tokeh has already been yotzei, it's better for the shomim to make the bracha. To make the bracha lishma kol shomim. Why? The Rama calls from the Trumas Hadeshim that the ba'al tokeh makes the brachos whether he was yotzei already or not. Now, by the way, keep in mind, even the Trumas Hadesh would only say this if the Baal Tokeh is blowing to someone who's mechuyav there for a man. He blows for a woman, since women technically are potter from the mitzvah of shofar, it's nice for them to be yotzei, but technically they're potter because it's zman grama, right? So the man cannot make a bracha for the woman, he can't make a bracha for someone who's not mechuyav there. There's a machlokas whether they can even volunteer the bracha. So we pass them like the Rabbi Natan, that they can volunteer, that they can make the bracha. But clearly they would have to make the bracha themselves. The Baal Tokeh, who's the man, can't make a bracha for them. That's not the case of the Trumas Hadesh. The Trumas Hadesh is talking about a man being mostly a man. So both of them are mechuyav b'davar. The question is, who should make the bracha? Who gets the zchus to make the bracha? The Trumas Hadesh says, the Baal Tokeh should make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Magen Avraham, from the Achronim, that if the Baal Tokeh has been yotzei already, who makes the bracha? The Shomer. If Yatza Motzi, that means that he's able to be Motzi someone else. So once he's doing the mitzvah, why shouldn't he be able to make the bracha? I saw Rav Tzufas Frank in his Mekorei Kodesh, a very beautiful sefer on Moadim. He suggests the following in line with what we've been saying till now. Rav Tzufas Frank says, maybe what these achronim hold, like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of shofar is what? The mitzvah of shofar is the shmia alone. What is the tkiyah? The tkiyah is just an action. The tkiyah is a hashem mitzvah. Okay, the tkiyah is a hashem mitzvah. So what? So why should the Baal Tokeah not be able to make the bracha? The answer is, there's a Taz in Yoredei and Simon Aleph that writes in this different context, in the context of Shlita. He says, we never try to separate the bracha from the mitzvah. The Osa mitzvah is the one who's supposed to make the bracha. That's what we do, which is why the Taz is explaining, if someone who can't speak, if an Elam, someone who's a mute, wants to shecht, there's a bit of a problem, because the Lachatili is supposed to make a Birchas HaShechita, a Bracha, Ala Shechita. He can't make the Bracha. So if you can have someone else, there's some Rishon who say, Lachatila, an Elam should not shecht. Because you'll have the Shechita made by the Elam, but someone else is going to make the Bracha. We don't like to split up the Bracha from the Maisa Mitzvah. So the person who can speak should do the shechita and he should make the bracha as well. Rav Tzufas Avraham says, in light of this taz, what emerges by tkiyah shofar is the following. If you learn like the Rambam, that the tkiyah is only the hashem mitzvah, So that the Baal Tokeach, he's already been Yotze, is not doing neither a Maisa Mitzvah nor a Kiyama Mitzvah. The Shomea is the kind of Mitzvah, and the Baal Tokeach is doing a Hakshah Mitzvah. So he can't make the Bracha.
Still not hearing it.
If the Baal Tokeach is being Mekayim the Mitzvah, so then he is doing the Kiyama Mitzvah just like the Shomim, so he can make the Bracha. Because he's doing a Kiyama Mitzvah and he's making the Bracha. But if he's already been Yotze the Mitzvah, so the Shomim are being Mekayim the Mitzvah, but the Baal Tokeach is only doing a Hakshah Mitzvah. So how can he make the Bracha? The Bracha is not instituted on the Hakshah Mitzvah. And we don't like to split the Mitzvah from the Bracha. So that's perhaps why the Magen Avraham and the Achronim claim that if the Baal Tokeach has already been Yotze, who should make the Bracha, Moshe? The Shomim should make the Bracha. Because they are the only people who are doing a Kiyam Mitzvah or a Maisa Mitzvah. They're the only people who are involved in the Mitzvah per se. So Baal Tokeach is simply doing a Hakshah Mitzvah. There's no Bracha on a Hakshah Mitzvah. But if you were to take Rabbi Yotam's approach, if you were to assume that the Tkiya is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's an integral part of the Mitzvah, who should make the Bracha? The Baal Tokeach can still make the Bracha, because you're not separating from the Bracha, you're not separating the Bracha from the Mitzvah. He's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. That could be what the Truma Sadeshin holds, what the Ramah holds, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. It's a strange idea. The Truma Sadeshin says that the Baal Tokeach is the one who always makes the Bracha, whether he's been Yotze or not. So I ask you, according to the Taz, that we never try to split the Bracha from the Mitzvah. Should the Baal Tokeach be able to make the Bracha if he's already been Yotze in the Mitzvah? It should depend what the Tkiyah is. Because the Baal Tokeach is the one who's doing the Maisa Tkiyah. So what is the Tkiyah? If it's only a Hakshah Mitzvah, so it turns out the Baal Tokeach is not really involved in the Mitzvah. All he's doing is he's creating the coal. He's doing the Hakshah Mitzvah. But he's not involved in the Mitzvah. So it would be better for someone who's involved in the Mitzvah to make the Bracha. But if you assume that the Tkiyah is a Maisa Mitzvah, so then the Baal Tokeach is involved in the Mitzvah. Not in the Kiyah Mitzvah. He's already fulfilled the Mitzvah. But he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So then it makes sense. That he should make the Bracha. Since he's doing the mitzvah should be associated with him. Just like we said by the Koveya Mezuzah. The person who puts up the mezuzah, who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, Chazal, were mezakeh, the Bracha to that individual. And so too is the Baal Tokeach, the one who's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, so he should make the Bracha. And there's no problem of splitting up the Bracha from the mitzvah, because he's taka doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So this question as to whether the Tkiyah is just a Hakshah Mitzvah, like the Rambam writes in the Tshuva, or it's the Maisa Mitzvah, it's an integral part of the Mitzvah, might have a practical nafkamina mamish every single year. If a Baal Tokeach has been Yotze, and now he's going for another man, the question is, who should make the Bracha? Should the Baal Tokeach make the Bracha, or should the person make the Bracha? If you hold that the Tkiyah is only a Hakshah Mitzvah, so then the Baal Tokeach is not involved in the Mitzvah. So he shouldn't be making the Bracha, because we don't like to split the Bracha from the Mitzvah. This person is going to be the kind of Mitzvah, and someone else is making the Bracha. But if you assume that the Tkiyah is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's an integral part of it, it's not just action, it's not like building a sukkah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. So it's the Maisa Mitzvah, since the Tokeach is doing a Maisa Mitzvah, he can make the Bracha. And Fakir, Chazal will be mezakeh, the Bracha to him, because he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. And Chazal always instituted Brachos for the Maisa Mitzvah.
Yeah, you can answer. So, what if blows the shofar, he's hearing it like at the exact same instant that
he's not being Yotze. He's been Yotze already. So it doesn't matter what he hears. He's been Yotze the Mitzvah.
We do allow people to make brachot to be most other people that are Yotze. So what's the problem? So he's been Yotze already, but why not allow him to say the bracha on the Kiyas to be more city than the other people?
Now, this is a case where there's a birchas hamitzvah on a mitzvah. We're not talking about kiddush, let's say, where the mitzvah is the kiddush itself. Right? There he's not making a birchas hamitzvah on the kiddush.
Yeah.
I'm talking over here about a mitzvah that someone is fulfilling, but he has to say a bracha on that mitzvah. A birchas hamitzvah was instituted on the mitzvah. So there we don't try to separate the birchas hamitzvah from the mitzvah itself. So depending on whether tkiyah is just a hechsher b'alma,
or it's a maisa mitzvah will determine whether it's appropriate for the Baal Tepeah to make a bracha. If it's a maisa mitzvah, then he should make the bracha. He can make the bracha, because we're not splitting the bracha from the mitzvah. He's doing at least the maisa mitzvah. But if it's only a hechsher b'alma, then the Baal Tepeah is not doing the mitzvah. He's only creating the kol. It's like he's writing a pair of tefillin. It's like he's building a sukkah. No one's going to say that he should be able to make the bracha lahamiyat tefillin or leishav sukkah just because he's building the sukkah or writing the pair of tefillin. So why should he be able to make the bracha l'shma kol shofar? He's only doing the hechsher. So it could be that's the chumrah of the Magen Avraham and those acharonim who say that in a circumstance in which the Baal Tepeah has been yotze, it's better for the shomim to make a bracha. If he's blowing for women, so everyone says that the women have to make a bracha. That's what we do. The women make the bracha. It's better for them to make the bracha. The chiddush of these acharonim is that even if he's blowing for a man, and the man's a mechoyev b'davar, an avada, the person, the man who's blowing should blow for him, he's chayev to blow for him to enable him to be yotze the mitzvah. Nevertheless, according to the Magen Avraham, it's better for the Shomea to make the bracha. Unless, of course, he doesn't know how to. But it's better for the Shomea to make the bracha because we never try to split up the bracha from the mitzvah. It's always better that the bracha recited by the person who's involved in the mitzvah. The Baal Tepeah, if we understand that he is only Hechsher Mitzvah, the Baal Tepeah is not involved in the mitzvah. He's involved in a Hechsher Mitzvah. So he should not be the one to make the bracha. Only someone who's involved in a Maaseh Mitzvah or a Kiyum Mitzvah should be the one to make the bracha. Jeff.
But today, for halacha in our days, we have to go to Shulchan Tzibur does the bracha.
The Shulchan Tzibur is also being yotzei. If the Shulchan Tzibur were to blow at a Hashkama minyan and then come to the second minyan, there would be a problem. According to these achronim, everyone should make their own bracha before the Shulchan Tzibur. But normally, the Shulchan Tzibur has not been yotzei the mitzvah before you come to shul. So therefore, he is making a bracha for himself. And being mostly everyone as well. Since he's involved in the Kiyum HaMitzvah right now, we're not separating bracha from mitzvah. The same person is Mekayim the mitzvah, the one who's making the bracha. Moshe.
So you said that if the Tzki is part of the mitzvah, then the person blowing the shofar should make the mitzvah.
What do I mean by part of the mitzvah? You don't have to go so far as the Shagas Aryeh to say that it's part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You don't have to go that far. Even if it's only the Maizah mitzvah, even though he's not being motivated, he's still doing the Maaseh Mitzvah for the other guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't get anything out of doing that.
It doesn't matter. But the point is, since there is a Maaseh Mitzvah, so the point is, if there is a Maaseh Mitzvah, it turns out that the Shomea really has to be linked to the Baal Tepeah, not only in the Shmiah, but even in the Maaseh. Meaning, we're using, it's a strange idea. The concept of Shomea Ka'ona normally applies with people. If I speak, so my speech, if you hear the speech, relates to you. But Shomea Ka'on apparently would have to be used, if you assume that the Tekiah is a nice mitzvah, Shomea Ka'on would have to be used for the Tekiah as well. Meaning, if you listen to me blow the shofar, then if you understand that there are two elements to shofar, one is the nice mitzvah, the Tekiah, one is the Shmiah, so I am being yotzei from you in two ways. First of all, I'm listening, and my listening allows me to be the kind of mitzvah, but also I'm doing the Maisa mitzvah because through your tekiah, my listening to your tekiah, it's as if I'm blowing. It's as if I'm blowing. So because the Baal Tepeah is doing the Maisa mitzvah and enabling me to link up to this Maisa mitzvah, so therefore he can make the bracha because he is doing the Maisa mitzvah, even though he's not the kind of mitzvah.
Which bracha does he make?
You make the Shema Kol Shofar because that's the.
So you use the Shema even though for the blowing.
Right. That sounds.
It's not his. Yeah. Bracha, even though the Shema is definitely not his. It's yours.
Right. 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 That's very strange. Right. It comes out. What I'm saying. It's certainly better to leave the Ramah as difficult. Okay. It could be that the Ramah is saying something difficult. You're pointing out, which is that it's a little strange because we're using Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, which we don't pass the light. Try to explain the position of the Ramah that the Ramah does pass the light. Right? That's basically what you're asking. Rabbi Natan holds that you make the bracha al tkiyah shofar because Chazal always instituted brachos brachos mitzvah on a ma'aseh mitzvah, and he holds that tkiyah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. But we don't pass it that way. We pass it in the name of Shmuel and Shofar. So that shows that we don't pass it that tkiyah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. Right? It seems a little difficult. So apparently the Ramah must hold something. The Ramah must say the reason why the Baal Tepeah can make the bracha. It's because we're not concerned to split up the mitzvah from the bracha. He's the one who's helping everyone to attend the mitzvah. So Chazal gave him the source to make the bracha, even if he's not doing the mitzvah.
But the point is, according to the Magen Avraham, it's very beautiful. See, if you learn like the Rambam, then the Magen Avraham is really beautiful, because since the Tkiyah is not even a Maaser Mitzvah, then we can understand why the Baal Tekiah should not be the one blowing, the should be the one making the bracha, because he's not involved in the Mitzvah, he's only doing a Hashem. So if you take the Kazim in Hamashrita seriously, that we never try to separate the bracha from the Mitzvah, in light of the comment of the Rambam in Shuvahs, that the Tkiyah is really only a Hashem Mitzvah, it makes a lot of sense that the Baal Tekiah should not be the one making the bracha, because he's not involved in the Mitzvah, he's only doing a Hashem.
And also, nowadays where we make Ishmael, right? So why doesn't everyone make their own bracha? Assuming we hold that, if he's not part of the mitzvah.
Because the Shliach Tzibah, the Baal Tokeh, is being motzi the whole tzibah.
Yeah, but isn't it better for everyone to make their own bracha?
No, not necessarily. Why? There's no reason. Since we do say Shomer Ka'ones, so a person can be yotzi with the bracha of the Baal Tokeh. There's no reason not to. And Chazal, I guess the takana was that the Baal Tokeh should make the bracha just because someone doesn't want to make the bracha, it's better to do it that way. But even if everyone knows, it could be Chazal gave the zchus to the Baal Tokeh. He's the one who's helping everyone be yotzi the mitzvah. So he's the one who should be motzi everyone in the bracha. Maybe that's the takana. Okay, stop here.
Why did you get the zchus before that?
What?
Why did you get the zchus before that?